Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, FM 93.7. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everyone out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes to our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also to our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers out there, getting the packages and the mail delivered wherever it needs to go. And our suicide jockeys, hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, along with our Amazon warehouse workers and Amazon drivers out there, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America to find us over there. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That would be thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and take a look at all the different things that we have to offer over there. In the meantime, coming right up here from the golden West Coast, where I think it's kind of dry where he's at right now. Most of the weather's gone to the east, and boy, has it. And we got plenty of weather to talk about in a little while. We've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle. Yippee-yi-yo, Cal Patty. Where you at there, Mr. Kyle? Good morning, Kyle. Let me try this again. Okay, what happened here? All right, Kyle, I think you're going to have to call me back here. So let's do this. Let me get over here and do what I got to do. Sometimes this happens the way it does. So I'm going to say the Pledge of Allegiance by myself, and we'll get to Kyle here in a minute when he calls us back. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values many moons ago. The Patriots had it. They had it going. And they knew what was going on. Now, in the meantime, as I rotate the phone here so Kyle can call us back. In the meantime, only in America, right? Only in America. Now, suddenly, we have, of all things, Mike Pence and documents showing up at his place. Okay, Kyle, are you there?
I'm here, Captain. Good morning, and good morning to everybody.
All right. Well, we got the pledge in, so we don't need to worry about that. But Mike Pence, of all things, now suddenly has become a documentarian, if you want to call it that. What the heck? You know, it's beginning to sound like as if whoever packed people up at the White House and shipped them out to wherever they went just threw things in a box in the Senate. It's beginning to look that way anyway.
Well, no kidding. And certainly, Captain, one would think that the archivist would come looking for documents that have classified markings on them. So either it's classified documents are all over the place and nobody knows where they are, or there's something else going on here. We just don't know what yet, but I can't imagine. By the way, has anybody went over to ask Barack Obama if he has any classified documents?
Of course not.
Maybe we should. I don't know.
Well,
but, and all kidding aside, though, it's serious business. Yeah.
Not kidding. I would. Not kidding. I would. Because you got to assume that since this is going on everywhere and anywhere, it seems like, the last recipients a couple of terms back in the White House, that maybe Barack Obama might be involved in this, maybe even George W. Bush.
Well, precisely. In other words, I think what we're going to find, though, is that there are going to be calls for massive reviews and overhauls of any protocols when any of these elected officials who might come across classified documents. And by the way, it's another case of another vice president, who doesn't have the authority, as far as we know, to take away documents and put them somewhere. Not to say that that's what happened in the case of Pence, but here's another instance of lawyers evidently finding documents and then contacting the federal government about it.
Well, I believe Pence when he said that he didn't have any idea that they were there, and when he was asked a question, they showed the interview. Well, do you have any of these documents anywhere? He goes, no, I don't. He answered the question that way. I believe that he's honest. I don't believe that he's trying to put anybody over with this sort of a thing. I think somebody put stuff in a box and didn't tell anybody what it was, and this may be the circumstance. However, the problem is what they did when they found out what was in the box. Now, Joe Biden, because Hunter Biden seems to be involved in this because of the emails that they've found out about, with Hunter talking about different things that were apparently he either had to have a presidential briefing to know the information, number one, or he had to know about some of the documents, number two, especially when he was talking about Burisma and advising the people in the Ukraine about the Russian advance and what was going to happen and how it would affect their business, et cetera, and all that sort of stuff. You know, where did he get that information? It certainly wasn't because of him.
Well, you're exactly right about that. So the plot thickens.
All right, hold that thought, because we're going to come back with the plot and more right after this break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Wednesday morning, a beautiful morning where I'm at, 66 degrees, clear skies right here in Tampa Bay this morning.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, I am back, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, I've been talking about Relief Factor for going on over 9 years because I take it every day, and I take it without fail because it works. It works for me, and it helps me with the problem that I have. Now, if you have pain, or if you have inflammation, or if you have swelling because of the pain that you have, whatever the injury is that you're recuperating from or that you're getting over or whatever the situation might be, this is a product that will work for you. Now, it is 100% drug-free, and that's because of the ingredients that are in it. It comes with a combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. It's kind of like taking a vitamin pill for your problem because this stuff works. It goes to the source of the inflammation. It stops or eliminates the pain that's there, and it possibly gets rid of it altogether or certainly makes it more tolerable for you to be able to maneuver and get around. That's what it does for me. Now, the other day, I strained my back a little bit doing something I shouldn't have been doing, and I took an extra packet of these a little bit sooner than what I should have, and boom, pain gone. About 30 minutes later, pain gone, and I felt fine, and away I went. Never thought anything about it. So it does other things than just maybe your back or your neck or your ankle or your foot or your hip or whatever. It does other things to help you. It's 100% drug-free, as I said. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, and it's almost like taking a vitamin pill. Now, it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in, and it comes in little convenient individual packets to where you take one with a meal in the morning. If you need another one, if your pain is gone, you don't need to worry about it, but if it's not, you take another packet at lunchtime, but you take it with food, and that's how it does the most good for you. Now, It's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's what gets us started, $19.95 and the 3-week quick start. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and give it a try. Relief Factor, the 3-week quick start, $19.95, relieffactor.com/captain. And Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Bingo. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Kyle, we keep talking about Hunter Biden in terms of now that we know that he's somehow or another got his fingers on this document stuff. Now, President Biden's son, Hunter, who is facing a wide range, a list of probes into his business dealings, once noticed that he and his other family members were quarantined at his father's home, where these classified documents were recently found. In his memoir, published in April of 2021, the president's son said he and other close family members spent election night on November 3rd, 2020, at the Wilmington, Delaware home. Now, Hunter Biden also wrote that he, his children, his wife Melissa, and his half-sister Ashley and her husband Howard watched coverage of the presidential election together as votes were being counted. Now, Hunter Biden wrote, and I quote, "You would have loved the scene on election night, too, even though the night would have driven you nuts, not because the vote counting dragged on for days, but because of what we were watching, history in the making." Now, we also know that there have been some emails that have got his name on them. And the information that's come out on those emails happened to be some information that they believe is what's being found on these classified documents. Now, the only way that he would know about that is if he had, number one, a presidential briefing, or number two, if he actually saw the documents. I'm willing to say it's number two.
Well, if he walked out in the garage to maybe admire the Corvette or take the Corvette.
He drove the Corvette.
Show off.
He drove the Corvette.
Or, yeah, or show off the Corvette or whatever. Those documents evidently were in very near proximity. So, well, and again, all joking aside, I think that certainly if you have all these things swirling around having to do with foreign countries and business deals and things of this nature, and some of this stuff seems to be wrapped up in, and from what we can tell is some of the information in these documents, perhaps, then it all makes perfect sense. Where there's smoke, there's fire. So I think you have to really take it seriously. And it's not just, well, Hunter Biden happened to be there and there's nothing to it.
Speaking of smoke and fire, did you see where the DOJ has sued Google, alleging the digital ad monopoly that they have on the Internet?
Well, that's right. Yes, they are taking a look at that. And certainly this is one of the functions that our government has, right, is to watch out for things that could either be predatory, monopolistic, things like that. I think it's also important to note, Captain, too, the massive layoffs that are going on at Google. There's another 1,600 jobs, I think, in the Bay Area that are potentially on the chopping block. So things aren't going so well for Google these days. And to top it all off, you have the people that are remaining at Google now saying that they need some kind of, I think what they call psychological confidence or something, that their jobs aren't next. So it's not good days at Google right now.
Now, I've got a comment here from Danny, one of our listeners up in Kentucky, and he's in London, Kentucky. Hello, Danny. Thanks for tuning in. He's saying, Captain, is there not a double standard of justice going on here in Biden's classified doc scandal? Because some House Democrats now have come out and said we need to look at the Chinese donations to the University of Penn connections to the Pennsylvania Biden Center. And that is true. There was a bunch of money that was given to that school.
It's millions. You know, absolutely millions. And so now you have these documents that have been sitting around there at the Biden Center, the Biden Penn Center for, you know, studies or what have you. And suddenly, you know, again, they may pertain to some of these different foreign policy problems. It's a big thing.
And by the way, there was another shooting in California. This is the third one in 3 days. This time, 8 people were shot in Oakland. What's going on there, Kyle?
We're still getting some of the details on that. We understand, I think, Oakland police are saying that one was killed and 4 others were injured in what they call a targeted shooting, evidently. Actually, I think another update here, 1 killed and 7 injured in Oakland.
Okay, now we were talking during the break about Zelensky in Ukraine and how he is now starting to clear out some of the government officials that may or may not be corrupt or have something going on with them to try to clean house and make things better in terms of perception and getting a better scope on the money and that's been given to them, because nobody seems to know yet where all of this money has gone. There doesn't seem to be an accurate money trail.
Well, right, and those are legitimate questions, and those are questions we've been talking about since day one. But we do understand, Captain, that according to reports, Zelensky has now gotten rid of some 9 top officials after there were reports that some people in the government actually went on vacations to Spain and France and also received bribes. This is, again, something that he has to get a control on. Otherwise, those questions about money will continue, and support could also falter a little bit, feeling that you can't support a place that has so much corruption. So he really does have his work cut out for him.
Well, he may have his work cut out for him, but at least he's doing something. And
I agree. Yeah.
I am confident that Zelensky is the right man for the job at the moment. I don't see anybody else stepping up to do anything else. And, he has been in the middle of the fight. I mean, he's actually been out there in the middle of the fight, unlike the other people that watch from afar and don't really get into the middle of stuff.
Well, one of the things Zelensky could have done at the beginning, which could have signaled that he really wasn't in the fight, would be that he would have gone out of the country and had some kind of government in exile and just went to try to drum up support or this kind of thing. But this guy is actually there. I think he had enough chances to sort of cut and run, but he hasn't done that yet.
And by the way, migrants that have been bused to New York City are now being accused of stealing some $12,500 from Macy's. I don't know what that's all about.
Very interesting, yeah. We'll get more details about it.
Yep, right after the break. Hold on. Okay, folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back after that break and give you the latest bottom-of-the-hour info. Your stations are going to identify themselves, and they're going to probably give you a little weather, a little news, and we will talk about the weather coming up here on the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. There's plenty to talk about tonight. Goodness sakes, talk about a winter storm. We got a humdinger out there. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA News Update. President Biden is renewing his call for an assault weapons ban following 2 mass shootings in California. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre noted California Senator Dianne Feinstein reintroduced a federal assault weapons ban and legislation to raise the minimum purchase age for assault weapons to 21. The White House urged Congress to act quickly to keep American communities safe. This comes after 11 people were killed in a shooting Saturday at a Los Angeles area dance hall. 7 were killed Monday in a shooting in a seaside town. town of Half Moon Bay near San Francisco. Speaker Kevin McCarthy says George Santos will be removed from office if the House Ethics Committee discovers he broke the law. On Tuesday, McCarthy spoke to reporters and made his most extensive comment yet on the embattled New York congressman, saying they will remove him if he's found to have done anything illegal. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, Kyle, I will take it away. Thank you. Before we get back to Kyle Warren, you heard me talk, folks, about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and his great websites, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. And I'll tell you what, once again, he's overstocked with some different items, and he's literally given the farm away because he's got discounts on some of his products, 80 and 90%. Now, the only way that you can see that and find out about it is by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the Radio Listener Specials page link. Go in there with the promo code CAPTAIN, and you'll see what I'm talking about. You'll see what I'm talking about. Now, in addition, if you want to give them a call, you can talk to a live person. You can place your order that way, get questions answered, whatever it is you want to do, by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459, MyPillow.com. Now, he's got some great sales going on. For example, the 6-piece towel set is still roaring along. The sheets are still roaring along. The pillowcases are rolling along. The pillows are rolling along. Pillows as cheap as $19.99 right now. And lots of other stuff, too. So the website is MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page. It's there on that page. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. And if you want to call them, you can at 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, just when you thought you couldn't get out of your own way, here comes Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. who said that the Biden administration unlawfully delegated the authority to declare a public health emergency to an outside organization. Now, Paxton said that under the Constitution, declaring a public health emergency is the role of Congress. And in the United States, to make this decision, we can't delegate under the Constitution the authority of an outside organization. Paxton was talking about the authority to make these national decisions. As a matter of fact, he said, I don't even think Congress could delegate the authority based on what was going on. Now, we understand that they're, of course, talking about the pandemic and all the different things that were made and do this, do that, that they couldn't just do that on their own. So what do you think about all this, and what's the purpose of them saying something about it now?
Well, obviously, because you don't want the same kind of thing to happen again that goes outside the purview of what the American government is supposed to be responsible for. So you can't have an organization like the World Health Organization or something like that be able to declare something and have it be binding upon the United States. It's just can't be done because that power resides with Congress. So that is a very significant thing. And certainly, Captain, because look what happens when you declare a public emergency vis-a-vis COVID. Now there's all kinds of other things that start coming into play. Things get shut down. People's businesses get shut down. Their livelihoods get erased. There's all kinds of things like that that happen, and we saw the aftermath of it.
Yeah, I guess we did, didn't we?
Yeah, in very, very, writ large letters. Because also, Captain, we find that even when it comes down to county officials or city officials, state officials, some of them just reveled in the idea that they could do literally anything they wanted to under the auspices or the guise or the color of saying it's a public health concern, it's a public health problem. So therefore, you can't operate your movie theater. You can't do this. You can't have people come to your yoga class or whatever it is, big or small. The control factor, and this is why the emergency powers don't get released very easily or anytime soon, because they're just too tempting.
Now, we mentioned this briefly yesterday when we first heard about this, and we mentioned it, teased it a little bit, but the U.S. Justice Department has filed a lawsuit against Alphabet's Google on Tuesday over allegations that the company abused its dominance of the digital advertising business they have, according to court documents.
Well, that's right. That's right. This is, I think, one of the second antitrust suits, right? Because what they may do is they're trying to break up the business that like a monopolistic hold on the ad business.
Well, they have a monopoly because if you go somewhere and you want to use the little classified ads that are out there, they happen to be called Google ads.
Well, that's right, Google Ads. And so this is a big business. We're talking billions of dollars, some almost $55 billion for the final quarter, I think, of the year. And so this is, again, something where, we only have one game in town. This also has to do when companies merge, and you have an antitrust issue, or even the Senate takes a look at that, or the Congress looks at that and says, no, wait a minute, we're not going to approve this because there'll be less competition. That's one of the big safeguards that we have to have in our society.
Now, Governor Ron DeSantis is being chastised again by some people. But by others, he's being praised because he's rejected the Black History AP course, that is now imposing a political agenda on people instead of teaching them about Black history.
Right. Well, first and foremost, first off here, of course, the AP courses, they're advanced placement. And so if you're in high school, you can take these courses, right? And if you get a particular grade on the test that you take, then you can get college credits that apply to your college degree. And so that's a good thing. And usually these AP classes are very advanced, and so any student is really trying to excel academically. likely will want to take them. That being said, to drive a political agenda seems to be the operative thing here. Whereas American history, when taught, as we learned it, as so many people who've learned American history, we learn about it warts and all, as they say. I never encountered something where American history was only somehow some kind of a thing that was supposed to be incredibly one-sided because we learned the different angles of it. But to put it into a special category now, to say now we're going to have a special category of American history to tell you the real American history, that's there as a political axe to grind. And that doesn't really help anybody. It doesn't give you a perspective. That's what you need in history is perspective.
Now, oil has taken a jump in the last few weeks. The wholesale price of oil at the refinery has jumped up some 35 cents a gallon since about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. And people are starting to see it at the pumps right now. It wasn't marked up right away in some places because they had a big supply of the cheaper gas on hand. They just couldn't jump it up the way that they wanted to just yet. But China is playing a very significant role in the surging gas prices right now, aren't they?
Well, yes, and I think part of this, of course, is China is essentially restarting its economy. It's starting to come back, and so their demand is also going to go up significantly. And I think that's one of the...
You there? You think that's what? Where'd you go? Where'd you go? Where'd you go? All right, well, we've lost Kyle again, okay? We'll get him back here in a minute or two. But the thing of it is folks, is that China is buying huge, huge amounts of oil on the open market. And they're trying to get more of that refined, et cetera, and all that stuff. So that's what's going on right now when it comes to China. So now you know the rest of the story. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget that... GOP senators right now are starting to take a look at the Secret Service, and they've told the Biden folks turn over the visitors' logs. Because when we heard that nonsense a while ago about, well, there were no visitors' logs, we didn't have any visitors' logs when they came to the house or when they came visiting us or any other, that just isn't true. I know that from personal experience. I've had to fill out logs when I've gone to even a congressman's house. So there you go. All right, you back, Kyle? Let me get over here. All right, are you back, Kyle? All right, hold that thought. I'll be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. It's a Wednesday morning here in the neighborhood, and I shall return with more. Right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
You said you'd meet me, now it's 4:45.
myself for loving you, Joan Jett. Getting it done there, Kyle.
That's right, as only Joan Jett can.
Oh, yeah.
That's really true, yeah.
Jetting across the radio dial. All right, well, let's take a look here. Boy, we got a big-time snowstorm, folks. It's originating out of the central part of the U.S., actually Texas, and moving up towards the Great Lakes, and it's all the way up into Maine tonight. And, I mean, we've got some major winter weather that's going to affect a lot of people, especially across the Northeast. So, Kyle, tell us what's going on out west, and then I got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about here.
That's exactly right, Captain. We're going to start off in southern Arizona tonight. We have a hard freeze warning in the area of Phoenix stretching all the way down to Tucson. So you'll be going through those cold temperatures on your way through and on your way to California, especially if you're heading out on I-8 out of the Phoenix and Tucson area. So be careful of that. We've got a winter weather advisory over in New Mexico tonight, and this is going to be east of Albuquerque, especially as you come out I-40. That's going to stretch all the way down a little bit south of Roswell there. Also, in Utah tonight, we do look at some snow on the radar right now, Captain. We got snow right around Salt Lake City and stretching up north through Ogden and up to about Logan, actually a little bit west of Logan as you head on up to Idaho. And then in northern Montana tonight up near U.S. Highway 2, we've got some snow on the radar map tonight. And then also high winds. Looks like we're going to start seeing some more high winds in Southern California, maybe over the next day or so. High wind watch in the Southern California area. Be careful out there.
All right. Well, let's start down below on I-40. We've got a major storm trucking across I-40 from the central part of Oklahoma all the way over to the Mississippi River right there at Knoxville, Tennessee. It is moving to the east. It's moving slowly. There is a winter storm warning with snow. A foot or more is going to be dumped across the eastern half of Oklahoma, across the northern part of Arkansas to include Little Rock all the way across to Fort Smith, then moving up into Missouri. You've got snow all the way through the Ozarks from Springfield all the way up to St. Louis, all the way across the central part of Illinois, on up into the central part of Indiana, to include Indianapolis, to include the western part of Ohio right now, winter storm warning, all the way from Toledo on down to Cincinnati, and then snow everywhere else to the north of it, 100 miles to the south of it, 50 miles or so. You've got more snow off the Great Lakes, off Lake Erie, as well as off Lake Michigan, as well as off Lake Ontario. There is a major storm warning for the upstate part of New York State across the Adirondacks, the northern part of north of Syracuse, from about Brewerton all the way to the St. Lawrence River, all the way over to the Vermont line, and right there up into Quebec, you're going to have plenty of snow. That snow is going to continue across Vermont, across New Hampshire, across most of Maine. You're going to have a lot of difficulty trying to move around up there tonight. In addition, coming on down towards Connecticut, coming on down towards Massachusetts, coming on down towards Long Island and southern New York, you've got an ice storm going on right now. You have the temperatures are just right for freezing rain and ice coming down and making the roads really slippery. And there's ice coming across I-80 in Pennsylvania right now, as well as just over the New York state line. And as the temperature changes and the temperature gets colder, that will become snow, all snow. We do have some fog along the coastline of Jersey and Virginia and Maryland, and we do have a gale warning all the way from Nova Scotia all the way down to Savannah, Georgia. So that's what's going on right now, and I mean to tell you, this doesn't even take any consideration the south, because we've got some severe weather in the south. We've been watching tornadoes bouncing around today, east Texas over towards Louisiana. Now that weather is over in the Mobile, Alabama, Pensacola, Florida area, and it's up about 40 or 50 miles off the Gulf. It's also out about 40 or 50 miles into the Gulf. We have some tornado watches and warnings right now in the Mobile, Alabama area. That is forecast to continue to move across the upper panhandle of Florida tonight. So be advised, be careful. If you see lightning and thunder and heavy wind and rain coming towards you, there could be a twister in there. So for God's sakes, be careful. Pay attention on your weather radio if you got one. If you don't, then be listening to the news or whoever, us or whoever you can get, because you might have some surprises tonight, especially the guys that be sitting in a rest area and along comes a big storm. Next thing you know, the truck's rocking. You know what I mean, Kyle?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's no fun when that happens. And then we've got wind where we don't have rain, and where we don't have rain, where we've got wind through a lot of the south tonight. But that's all going to change as this weather comes moving across. So, Kyle, tell us about the pilots and Flying J's, because a lot of guys will be headed for them tonight.
Well, that's exactly right. And don't forget, you want to go to pilotflyingj.com and check out the locations function there so you can find the nearest pilot or Flying J on your route and you can plan accordingly. And also, you want to download the My Rewards Plus app. That's the My Rewards Plus app. And when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app, you can start earning up to 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills. Try that with 15 fills with the other guys. Also, when you sign up for the My Rewards Plus app, you're going to start getting other offers and great offers on stuff that you can get at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, including enjoying 2 free drinks every week, getting other special offers, food, drinks, and snacks, and also gear. That's pilotflyingj.com. And don't forget, they've got a lot of great amenities for truckers. They've got a lot of great amenities for RVers and also for drivers, travelers out there on the road. Pull on in, get something good to eat, get a hot cup of coffee, or maybe get some of that great iced coffee. Do remember, pilotflyingj.com.
Yep. They can also get some iced tea or a soda.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All counts.
In other words, yeah, something you're going to love is going to be at the Pilot or Flying J.
But here's the thing, folks. Tonight, of all nights, you want to be very careful. And I wish I could tell you, give you some better news, especially for the truckers that are coming up out of Texas, headed up into the Midwest, Chicago, Detroit, Indianapolis, and up into the Northeast. It's going to be a rough trip because of the weather, snow, and then you'll find some ice along the way. So it is what it is. Be very careful and have a safe trip doing what it is that you love to do. All right, folks, Kyle and I will be back with more right after the top of the hour news right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.